Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Well, we have some court-ordered election interference going on that I wanted to bring to the attention of folks who might not live in the state where it just happened. This happened on Friday, and sounds like this is going to happen to you. This will happen to go to the Supreme Court. Before I get into this infuriating part leading into our election here, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. It's CMMG. It's where I get that Han Solo blaster. They make great tools, different shapes and colors, and every now and then a special run of limited edition stuff. Check them out. You know where to find them. And if you use my code GNG10, you can save big on your tools. Pick a color, pick the length of your tool, the chambering, conversion kits, springs, all kinds of stuff. Thank you, CMMG, for being awesome and being friends of this channel. All right, so this happened Friday in Virginia, and this should hopefully make people everywhere in this country, especially Virginia, realize I got to get my ass out of my house and vote this year. So a couple of weeks ago, and I told you this in another video, that the Department of Justice and the powers that currently be were suing the state of Virginia because they removed non-citizens, self-proclaimed non-citizens from the voters' rolls. Glenn Youngkin, who is the governor of Virginia, removed about 1,500 people from the voters' rolls who self-proclaimed as non-Americans. Well, the Democrats, who are scared right now because they have a candidate who is probably worse than the candidate they removed, they're worried and they're trying to get as many votes as they can from people who they know will vote for them because they are going to give them a free path to our money here in this country. Check this out. This is Governor Youngkin's statement following a federal judge ruling to reinstate self-identified non-citizens back onto the voter rolls. I'm going to say that again. A federal judge whose job is to uphold the United States Constitution ordered the state of Virginia to reinstate self-identified non-Americans to vote in a federal election in which they don't have a right to vote in. Back to his statement. Governor Youngkin said, "Let's be clear about what just happened. Only 11 days before the presidential election, a federal judge ordered Virginia to reinstate over 1,500 individuals who self-identify themselves as non-citizens back onto the voter rolls. Almost all of these individuals had previously presented immigration documents confirming their non-citizen status, a fact recently verified by federal authorities. This is a Virginia law passed in 2006, signed by then-Governor Tim Kaine, that mandates certain procedures to remove non-citizens from the voter rolls, with safeguards in place to affirm citizenship before removal and the ultimate failsafe of same-day registration for U.S. citizens to cast a provisional ballot. This law has been applied in every presidential election by Republicans and Democrats since enacted 18 years ago. Virginia will immediately petition the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals and, if necessary, the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency stay of the injunction." Chew on that, Mr. and Mrs. American Citizen. The federal government is suing states who are removing illegal aliens from the voting rolls. We knew it was happening. Here's the lawsuit, and it's proof. I'll have a link to Governor Youngkin's statement down below if you want it for your records. Hopefully we hear something this week. Guys, as I'm recording this, there are 9 days left before the election. Early voting has already started in several states in the country. Virginians, make sure you get your ass out and vote. Bring several people with you. I myself brought 4 people to vote. I challenge you to bring at least one person who hasn't voted in the past. Bring them to vote. Make sure American citizens outnumber the attempt to steal what's rightfully ours, and that is a presidential election of the United States by United States citizens. Also, watch this video I have pinned above about how Kamala Harris was exposed trying to secure this deal. I appreciate y'all so much. Subscribe to this channel if you want to stay in the know about not only the Second Amendment, but all of our rights and what this country, as we currently know it, this government, is trying to do to make sure that they run amok. And the only thing that can stop them is we the people. Take care, y'all.